You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Lots of people in this country are self-employed or working in small companies, and co-working spaces are popping up everywhere. These are often billed as flexible, communal workplaces where people can rent a desk by the day or month. But sometimes they're not flexible enough. From Pittsburgh, Erica Barris brings us this story.
Come on, Mary, let's go in.
It's early morning, and Mary Jane McCullough is dropping her 14-month-old daughter off at daycare.
Can I have a big hug, Meg? Because now Mama's going to go, okay?
Then she walks through a set of doors and heads to her desk, where she starts her day running a language interpretation company. She used to do this at home.
Trying to work from home with kids is impossible. It's, you know, keeping my phone on, taking conference calls in the bathroom, you know, with kids screaming outside.
She's at the Whetstone, a co-working space just outside Pittsburgh that has childcare. Workers here pay $25 a day or $150 a month for desk space, access to copiers and scanners, and unlimited coffee. The childcare is extra. Jessica Strong opened the Whetstone just over a year ago when she couldn't find a flexible workspace in daycare. Turns out a lot of other women felt that way too. Nearly all 30 members here, she says, are moms.
It was intended to be for parents. It just happened that women are the ones that have left the workforce to try to be home more with their kids.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says nearly 10% of the workforce is self-employed, and some of those workers want to work away from home. That's why co-working spaces keep opening up, some catering to women. They offer things like childcare and hair and makeup rooms. And McCullough says there are also networking opportunities.
I got connected with my business attorneys through this space. I got connected with my accountant through this space.
Dedicated spaces that market to women have opened in San Diego, Washington, D.C., New York. Only a few miles away from Whetstone in downtown Pittsburgh, there's another space that markets to women called Coterie. It's light and airy, and the decor resembles a day spa. A month membership costs $250. It's where Kate Stolfus goes to co-run a company that helps female entrepreneurs. She says it feels right.
We haven't felt as relaxed or at home in any other space.
Coterie is in an office building developed in 1902 by the famed industrialist Henry Clay Frick. It's located in the penthouse suite.
It's where Henry Clay Frick used to have his good old boys club. I guess it used to be a cigar lounge at one point. It was kind of his area to be with there with the boys. And I think it's really neat that now it's occupied by women.
Kind of like a really big room of one's own. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.